in Photoshop. Stop on by any Creevcore camera and you'll see the difference. Visit our website for online photo finishing. Creevcore Camera is the camera outfitters.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Jim Huerer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinions during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 mpg highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details.
It's the Friday afternoon edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last several weeks, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Dan, I actually was going to hold off on mentioning those tickets until we had people win or lose, but I think we should just give them to everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We have some tickets to a movie that is going to be premiering in St. Louis next Thursday night. It's called The Angels Share, and it's about some guys in Scotland who get involved in some adventures that involve a whiskey distillery.
Ooh.
And the reason I'm mentioning it now is because esteemed KTRS newsman Colin Jeffrey is sitting right here, and when he heard the name of the show, the movie, he knew what The Angels Share meant. So, explain to the audience, Colin.
Well, when they age scotch or whiskey or anything, a certain amount of the whiskey evaporates in the cask that they age it in, the barrel,
mm-hmm.
and it gets absorbed into the wood,
mm-hmm.
and they call that the angel share.
There you go.
You can never get it back.
There you go. So, those of you heading to a trivia contest tonight, if that comes up, you owe Colin $100.
I'll take it. It's like a week's pay.
And that's the kind of guy he is. He will take the $100. Some news people would come in and go, no, no, no. Paul, I do this job to serve the greater good. Not Colin Jeffrey, ladies and gentlemen. He will take your $100 cash, check, but no stamps. So everybody who plays today is going to get a six-pack of tickets. Not just a four-pack or a five-pack, but a six-pack of tickets. Because, as you know, the best whiskey comes in six-packs. No, that's not true at all.
That's right. I love six-packs.
All right.
I love Handy 48-packs. I like any kind of pack.
Mike Shannon, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to have you stop by before the ball game tonight.
Thanks so much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be.
Mike, did you know that the Angels' share was the stuff that evaporates?
Hell yeah, I knew that. That's my share, too. Angels and Mike's. I don't share with angels. I don't share with the Angels. Albert Pujols is an angel. I don't share with him.
No, absolutely not.
I don't share with the Mets or anybody. Those other teams suck.
All right, Mike, we have to play the Harris Challenge now.
Okay, I got to go to the game.
All right, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate that.
Stop by for a six-pack.
Let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today, and that's you, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I just want to say it's the opening weekend for track and for my son's baseball team, so hoping both those events go well.
For track? Oh, you mean track and field?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Good luck to your son's baseball team.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, the nicer mic to hang around to do that for you, Tony.
Is that whiskey?
Let me turn on this. Yeah, the angel's hair has no chance to evaporate around Mike. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories come up here. We'll get three categories spilling out of the computer to start us with. One of them will, of course, be our topical category each week called Have You Been Paying Attention? Category number two is Harrison Ford movies that don't include the number 42. Because he's in this new Jackie Robinson movie that's opening up today. So this is about other Harrison Ford movies. Or we have a category about the late, great Jonathan Winters, the comedy legend who died yesterday after a career spanning more than five decades at the age of 87. This is the guy who inspired people like Robin Williams and Jim Carrey and was working on stuff as recently as just a couple of months ago. He was doing some voice work for the Smurfs movie. I think it's the Smurfs 2 because he did work for both of them. More than five, maybe even six decades in show business, the late, great Jonathan Winters. So that's one of our categories, and you can choose the one you want. Tony, what'll it be?
Let me go with have you been paying attention?
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We start with 60 seconds on the clock. We go through five questions. They get more difficult as they increase in value from 1 point to 5 points. At the end of the minute, the buzzer will sound and will tally up your points. And if you get 8 points or more, in addition to the movie tickets you've already earned simply by getting onto the Harris Challenge, you'll win other fabulous prize packages chosen especially for you. And here to tell you about it is, well, it's not Mike Shannon. It's another gentleman we know, the prize man.
Where's my music?
In the old days, he had music.
There it is. All right. Hey, there we go. All right, Paul.
We're going to edit that out. Nobody will ever hear that mistake, John. Don't worry about it.
Your choice. A dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Donuts.
Or Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We have some Warenberg movie passes. Are you going to say,
I'm sorry. Do it again. Okay.
We have some Warenberg movie passes.
Warenberg.
And we have tickets to Alarm Will Sound. And Alarm Will Sound is closing out their St. Louis season at the Two Hill.
Yeah.
And it's April 26th at 8 p.m.
Kind of a contemporary classical group.
Yes.
It's not like going to see the symphony or anything.
Right, Paul. And that's a prize package of well over
$1 million. Particularly when you add in the movie tickets that we've already added in there. So that's what you're playing for here, Tony. And you've chosen our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which school won the NCAA Women's National Basketball Championship this week?
Connecticut.
Correct. This week, a 14-year-old golfer became the youngest participant in the Masters tournament. What country is he from?
China.
Correct. Which celebrity couple created a ruckus by spending their fifth wedding anniversary in Cuba?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Correct. Which former congressman, known for tweeting pictures of his junk, announced this week he's running for mayor of New York City?
It's delightful to have an Anthony Weiner question.
That's correct. And finally, which European nation's parliament legalized gay marriage this week? Was it France, Luxembourg, or Sweden?
I'm going to take a guess and say Luxembourg.
Ooh, if only you'd said France.
Oh.
But without that, you got the 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, which by my math is more than 8. And so you're a winner, Tony. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your fabulous prize package chosen especially for you while we bring in our next contestant. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to tell as far as work goes. I'd just like to say thank you to Jonathan Winters for all the decades of entertainment he gave us.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We have the Jonathan Winters category if you'd like it, or we have Harrison Ford movies that don't include the number 42, or... Our third category is now songs with baby in the title. And the reason we have that in here is because Robert Edwards died this week. He's a Nobel Prize winner who invented in vitro fertilization. His technique resulted in 5 million babies, which is almost as much as the NBA. So you can have that category or Jonathan Winters or Harrison Ford. What'll it be, Paul?
I'll go with the Harrison Ford movie.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie does his character have to jump off an overturned bus as a freight train approaches?
The Fugitive.
Correct. What is Indiana Jones' real first name? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
In what movie does Harrison Ford co-star with Melanie Griffith?
Working Girl.
Correct. Who played the woman he was stranded on a desert island with in 6 Days, Seven Nights?
Anne Hesh.
Correct. In what movie does he play a Philadelphia cop who has to hide out from corrupt colleagues?
Witness.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What is Indiana Jones' real first name?
Oh, gosh.
He said Mine Shoot went Jones blank. And Gosh Jones.
Can't think of it. Nope. All I think of is Junior. I can't think of it.
Yeah, that's what he was called by Sean Connery. Maybe I should have given you this clue. He has a mind for business and a bod for No, I'm sorry. That's Working Girl. Sorry.
Oh, man.
No, the answer is Henry.
Henry Jones,
Jr. And let's see how you did there. You got everything but the two-pointer. So 13 points, Paul. You're a winner as well.
All right.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your fabulous prizes. And we will meet our next contestant now. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to take this time to say hi to my husband, Larry, and my niece, Morgan. I hope she's listening.
I hope so, too. Which one would you like? We have Jonathan Winters, Songs with Baby in the title, or, well, it must have been a very heavy topical week because the third category is No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mary. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did the U.S. Navy announce this week it can now use to shoot down enemy drones?
A pass.
Which cabinet what cabinet position was Sally Jewell, the former CEO of REI, confirmed for by the Senate this week?
Pass.
Which fast food chain says its new focus on boneless chicken will be its biggest product introduction in modern times?
KFC.
Correct. Which country will celebrate a national holiday on Monday as the birth of Kim Il-sung?
North Korea.
Correct. What kind of animal attacked and killed a man who was trying to take its picture this week in Belarus? Was it a grizzly bear, a mountain lion, or a beaver?
It was a beaver.
It was. What did the U.S. Navy announce this week that it can now use to shoot down enemy drones?
Missiles.
Lasers. And Sally Jewell was confirmed as the new Secretary of the Interior. By the way, that guy was not killed by our friend here, John Beaver. Was a distant cousin?
No.
Let's
no,
hope not. Where, at all. Let's hope not where he was bit.
you got the four, the five, the four, and the three. That's 12 points. Mary, you're a winner.
Yay.
Wow, we're knocking out the prizes this week. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move over to our next contestant, and that's you, Mary Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if anyone needs new doors in their house, check out Wind Door on Manchester.
See, here's what I love about this. I've been doing the challenge so long that we already have developed a core of people who know, hey, I can get on there and do a free
right,
commercial.
Exactly.
That's exactly what the cheap plug opportunity is all about, Mary Ann.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to your choice of categories, I just want to say I'm rooting for you. I want you to know that. I'm always rooting for you.
Oh, good.
But we have some great punishment music in the hopper today. And I hope I get to use it. If not on you, perhaps on the next sucker. I mean contestant.
Yeah, hopefully on the next one.
All right. Would you like Jonathan Winters or Songs with Baby in the title?
Songs with Baby.
60 seconds on the clock, Marianne. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Who was responsible for the song Ice, Ice, Baby?
Ice Cube.
Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
Here's your two-pointer. Complete the title of this 1977 Chicago hit. Baby, what a big...
No idea.
We'll go to the three-pointer. Who hit it big with a live version of Baby, I Love Your Way in 1976?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Go to the four-pointer, then. Which Motown group had a hit called Baby, I Need Your Loving?
Temptation.
Four Tops.
Oh.
Which rocker had a hit in 1978 with Baby, Hold On?
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to be punished.
This is where I remind you, you chose the category of your own free will. Take a guess at the Chicago hit. Baby, what a big...
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
It's Baby, What a Big Ass You Have.
No, it's not. Hey, hey.
Oh.
It's a family show we're doing here.
I'm sorry. Baby, What a Big Butt You Have.
No.
Okay.
It's Baby, What... You're thinking of Chicago's remix of Sir Mix-a-Lot's song.
Oh, that one.
No, this
okay.
was, it was Baby, What a Big Surprise.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
okay.
Peter Frampton did Baby, I Love Your Way, and Eddie Money did Baby, Hold On. Marianne, maybe I jinxed you. I don't know. But you ended up with 0 points, and that means you have to be punished. Now,
okay.
Here's the story behind today's punishment music. You know, Margaret Thatcher died earlier this week in England. For some reason, somebody started a Facebook campaign in England to have this song get played on the BBC.
The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Okay, now we all know that song from The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Now, I'm not kidding you when I tell you that that was so popular that this Sunday, when the BBC channel Radio 1 does their countdown of the biggest songs of the week, that song's going to be in, like, the top five.
Well, that's pretty mean.
Now, when I heard that, I said, I must have that alternate version in my archives at home. Because as I've told you many times on this show, I never throw anything away. I'm an audio hoarder, if you will, which is why I have all this stuff for punishment music. So I found it. And I'm not making this up. This is actually from a production session of the movie The Wizard of Oz. This is completely serious here. But they hired a choir, not the actual Munchkins, but a choir to sing a cappella. And here's what it sounded like.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Rich, oh rich, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, the witch is dead. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. He's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below your home. Let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out. Ding dong, the merry old. Sing it high. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah. Thanks for the try anyway.
All right, Marianne. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
And good luck getting that out of your head. I told you, I do not throw things away. But I will tell you that if we have to punish the next contestant, I have a different version of that song that we will get to. And let's see whether that's going to happen to you, Jim. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, guys.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, Jim.
I don't really have a plug, but I'm going to say hi to my friend Steve Worth, who listens to you guys every day on the way home, but he's too chicken to call in.
All right. Well, you're going to show him today.
That's right.
All right, Jim.
I know nothing about.
Well, we have one category left. It's about the comedy legend Jonathan Winters, who sadly died last night at the age of 87 years old. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, see how you do. Eight or better to win, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what ABC sitcom did Jonathan Winters play Robin Williams and Pam Dauber's son, Mirth?
Mork and Mindy.
Correct. When Winters appeared in the 1994 live-action movie of the Flintstones, who played Fred Flintstone?
John Goodman.
Correct. In what 1963 movie did Winters co-star with Sid Caesar, Milton Berle, Buddy Hackett, Mickey Rooney, and Phil Silvers, who were all looking for the big W?
One of my favorites.
I keep thinking Mad World.
That's correct. Stop thinking. In what 1966 movie did Winters co-star with Carl Reiner, Eva Marie Saint, and Alan Arkin with an accent?
No clue.
In what 1988 movie starring Richard Dreyfuss as an actor who pretends to be a South American dictator did Winters play a CIA agent?
No clue.
All right, that one is Moon Over Parador, and the 1966 movie he did with all those other people was called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Pretty funny movie.
Yes.
So, let's see. You got the one, the two, the three. Oh, Jim, that's only 6 points.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, here now we do get... This is great for me. I don't know. It's terrible for you, but I'm enthusiastic about this. That's right. Here is the other version of this song, not from the original Wizard of Oz movie. For some reason, in 1967, a pop group called The Fifth Estate decided they would take Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and try to turn it into a hit. And here's what it sounded like. Bring it down and leave it in the background there. Jim, I'm sorry you didn't win, but you do get the movie tickets, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. That was a lovely song.
Thank you.
Sounds like the Royal Guardsman.
It does. The guys who did
The Red Baron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same sort of thing. Here's the funny thing about it. They had to put this instrumental interlude in the middle because that's all the lyrics that there are in the song.
Yeah.
So they do this little instrumental interlude, and then they come back and they sing the exact same verses again. And by the way, not a big hit in 1967.
No.
Threw them over there. Then they took my legs and threw them over there. We've got to find Dorothy. You know what came right after Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, was
as mayor of the Munchkin City.
Oh, that's right.
In the county in the land of Oz.
Oh, that was good.
Why'd you have to hit me so hard? I wasn't going to hurt him. Wow, a special guest appearance today by Bert Lahr, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. And the trees. Hey, give me back those apples. What do you mean those apples don't taste good? Those are my apples.
So I love the fact that this is a hit again. Not this version, but the original song from the movie became a hit again, and the BBC has to play it. The good news for the BBC is that the movie version is only 41 seconds. This version was 2 minutes long.
When was this one made?
1967.
The one right here?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I've heard that before, that version, yeah.
Have you been raiding my private collection?
No, no.
There?
No. They played it. Hey, on I'm KC. In radio too. I got a way to find out stuff.
Really? That was a KC classic?
Oh, it was. Oh. Yeah.
I'm glad they enjoyed that. I'm Radio Rich.
Once upon a time, there was a wizard.
Chapter 6 of Catcher in the Rye. That was just for Dan.
No, it was the
just
Hobbit.
Just for Dan.
I enjoyed that.
All right, now that's it for the Harris Challenge today. We do it every Friday at about 5:15. As you can tell, it's the most fun you can have with your radio on, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. I'll be right back with knuckleheads in the news.
All right, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. It's Tim Weiland, and he's here to talk to traffic. Can you do Oz? No, I...
Oz is a great and powerful Oz.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not doing Frank Morgan there. You're doing Mr. Overmodulation.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Overmodulation.
All right. Now, last check on the highway.
By the way, his show on KC was canceled, I think. Mr. Overmodulation.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, they kept saying he broke the meters.
Yeah.
Okay, closer.
Okay, all right. That's enough. Back to the traffic.
You're going
to
cause an accident here. Southbound 270, stop and go from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. We're really heavy on southbound 141 from Big Bend down through Highway 44. Westbound 44, you're just off the pace a little between Mirage and Bowles. Eastbound 64, 170 to Big Bend. You're heavy, it looks better downtown towards the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're slowing midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. The usual slow up on westbound 64, expect delays. Kings Highway through McCausland, Spady through Mason. And then once you get out to Clarkson, you'll find it heavy just in a couple of pockets as you make your way to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound or westbound 70, you are slowing now 270 to the Blanchette. Actually, it goes to the Earth City Expressway, and it opens up when you get to the Blanchette. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today and drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 miles per gallon highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov
for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and I'd like to tell you about an upcoming event that I'm not invited to.
This is Melissa from Schnars. On Thursday, April 18th, we will be hosting our second annual Ladies' Night.
Oh, that's why I'm not invited.
From 7 until 8:30 p.m., our experts would like to share an exciting evening of giveaways, hors d'oeuvres, discounted shopping, and product knowledge with you.
If you're a lady, I'm not invited.
We have even invited a few guest vendors, including G.R. Robinson Seed,
makers of George's Magic Mix Grass Seed,
Porcelain Touch Tool Sharpener.
So sharpen up your lawnmowers.
Botanical Interest Seeds.
Get your lettuce and radishes going early.
Waterway Car Wash.
Keep your car clean.
And chill frozen yogurt.
Yummy.
So grab a few friends and join us on Thursday, April 18th from 7 till 8:30 p.m. at Schnars Hardware in Ladue.
Actually, I will be there because I have to work.
All right, we'll let you in. For details, go to schnars.com, join our Facebook event, or call me, Melissa, at 314-993-0910. P.S. This event is for ladies only.
Sorry, guys.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-949-6549. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-949-6549. That's 1-800-949-6549. 1-800-949-6549.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-966-0399. That's 1-800-966-0399. 1-800-966-0399. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
Injured military service members need out.
our help. They dedicate their lives to the service of others, and when they return home, they are left with long delays. Medical care, counseling, and rehabilitation are just a few areas that are in need. By donating to an organization of your choice or to the Bob Woodruff Foundation at remind.org, you can make a difference in a service member's life. This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the D. Van Sealants Incorporated. Ensuring support our troops is no longer just a slogan.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. I'm Paul Harris. Ian is still off on assignment, hopefully going to be back in here on Monday. Dan is here. John's running the control report, and Tim Weiland is here as well. This portion of the show is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. I can tell you as a customer that they do great, great work. Our bathroom looks so much better since I called them to put in a new countertop and cabinets. And they also had to move a mirror and a light and do some drywalling and painting. And one guy from there came with the help of Tom's son, Adam. And the two of them put this thing together, and it just looks fabulous. So I can strongly recommend, personally, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, the daily sponsor of this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike. Happy Friday.
Hey, what up?
How are you today?
Good. How's everybody there?
I'm excited about finally getting to my taxes this weekend. Am I a little bit late, or do I still have time?
Yeah, what is it, April 15th?
Yeah, Monday will be the 15th, yeah.
Ours are done in February.
Wow.
But Cheryl keeps incredible books, and we've had the same accountant for 30 years.
I was just going to say, are you involved in that at all?
Not at all. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Well, my accountant is Wesley Snipes, and now that he's out of jail, things should go a little quicker. Yeah.
Paco's question, name the name of the star who already has paid $200,000 to be the first civilian to orbit the Earth in 2015 via private space exploration.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr. Answer in just a minute. Movie review opening today, 42. The true story of Jackie Robinson's breaking baseball's color barrier. I love true historic movies. I love sports. And I used to work for the Dodgers. So needless to say, I can hardly wait for this film, and it is worth waiting for. Fabulous. Robinson went through hell from fans, from the media, even from some of his own teammates. But somehow he endured, and the country is better for it. Rated PG-13, 2 hours long, 3.5 stars.
Well, I didn't like it as much as you did, but I do think it's a movie that a lot of people should see so they understand
like
the history. I thought it was a little bit TV movie-ish. I thought that the music made it a little bit more melodramatic than it needed to, because it is a fantastic, important story from American history and recent American history, and I do think that people should see it. I just maybe, because I knew the story, I expected more out of the movie. But I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it.
I thought for sure I'd give it 4 stars, but it was a little, what's the word for it, presumptuous at times.
Yes, I agree.
Movie news, everybody's talking about The Horseman, a huge budget Western that stars Tommy Lee Jones, Selma Hayek, Meryl Streep, and a lot of other big stars. Currently in production, you're going to hear more about The Horseman. Odds and Ends, Justin Bieber does not have 37 million Twitter followers, as he constantly brags that he does. Actually, he has less than half of that. Seems that Bieber is quite the liar when it comes to his own self-promotion. Turning the most heads at the Masters. They weren't even golfers. Couple of ladies, super hot tennis pro Caroline Wozniacki, who's dating Roy McIlroy, and super, super hottie Paulina Gretzky, Wayne Gretzky's daughter, who is dating Dustin Johnson.
Wow.
The reason Michael Jackson's family gave away Michael's beloved chimp, Bubbles, after Michael's death is because Bubbles is a mean, nasty ape. Likes almost everybody that he sees.
Yeah.
Just a mean monkey, mean ape. Lindsay Lohan said she needed rehab on Letterman and then went 36 on a 36-hour binge.
You're
after
kidding.
Letterman.
After that show, she went out and got drunk and toasted?
Yeah, on a binge.
Oh.
By the way, Lindsay going to be at the Coachella Festival. We're going to go check that out. I have a feeling something bad is going to happen to her while she's at the Coachella.
Why we want you there, Mike.
I'll be there, homie. I'll be all over that thing. Get my bed in. You'll be in too, homie. What's the weather like there in St. Louis?
It's gray and cool, but it's going to get warmer this weekend. We should be 70 by Sunday.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
85 today.
That's fine.
I was watching the Masters a few minutes ago, and Tiger Woods from 140 yards going over water hits a ball. It hits the pin and right at the cup at the same time, bounces directly backwards into the water.
Wow.
He wasn't happy about it.
He probably went, oh, darn it.
Yeah. Beyonce just signed a $50 million deal to endorse Pepsi for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I saw that new commercial she's doing for them.
She's a hot pocket.
Yep.
She is a hot pocket. I wonder if President Obama got her the gig and they'll shoot the next commercial in Cuba or in North Korea. I don't know who it could be. The pop quiz question, Ori paid $200 to fly in space in 2015, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, or Robert Downey Jr.?
I got to be Tom Hanks, Dan.
Ooh, Tom Cruise.
John?
Tom Hanks.
Tim?
Tom Cruise.
Well, I think he already is an alien, Tom Cruise. And finally! Oh, Friday! Oh, Friday! Hey. No, we're doing Monday! We're going to play today! Hey. Oh, Friday! Have a wonderful weekend, St. Louis.
And on the coolie Makawani and on the Nana Lulawa Hawaii.
That is Mike Evans brought to you every day by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths and Home. Find them online at thompsonprice.com. That point. That's what that meant. Hit the music. The music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. It has been a couple of rough weeks from the marketing department at Target. First, they got in trouble for describing the color of some dresses for larger women as manatee gray. After some backlash, Target dropped that description. Then this week, they heard about a problem with a line of sandals. The name for the sandals was taken from a Russian name for girls, meaning peace or peaceful. Orina. No, that's very nice, except they didn't check to see what it means in Spanish. Urine.
Ew.
Urine. Apparently nobody at Target Googled the word before they put the sandals on sale. Now they've removed the offending name from their website and in-store signs. Next, we go to Hawaii, Honolulu specifically, where Michael Hubbard went to the courthouse to take care of some business. Like everyone else, he was subject to a security screening, but when his bag passed through the x-ray machine, a security guard noticed that something was moving inside the bag. They said, "Will you open your bag, please?" And he initially said no, but then he finally agreed. That's when screeners looked in there and saw a bottle of beer and a live duck. The courthouse guard explained that alcohol isn't allowed in the building and neither are pets. Michael took his bag and left, only to return a little while later and ask the deputies, "Could you look after this while I go inside for an appointment?" And they said, "Well, no, but if you want to leave it outside at your own risk, that's fine." And Michael said, "Okay," and he did that, and then he went inside to deal with two pending felony assault cases. And a little while later, he came back out, picked up the bag, and left. The head of security told a reporter, "Everything was peaceful. We recommend people not bring their pets to court, but believe it or not, this was not an unusual occurrence. A lot of people do bring their pets to court. Usually it's dogs. This was a duck. That's unusual, but I've never had it happen before. Now we go to Chicago, where Jennifer Fitzgerald is trying to get out of paying a parking fine that has snowballed to more than $100,000. She filed a lawsuit last year against the city over the $105,000 worth of tickets that police piled up on her car while it was left for nearly 3 years in a parking lot at O'Hare Airport. She says it's not her fault. It was her ex-boyfriend who abandoned the car in an employee parking lot at the airport. And besides, the car is only worth $600. Unfortunately for Jennifer, a judge dismissed her suit on Wednesday, pressed the parties to try harder for a settlement. She is also suing the former boyfriend. Now we go to Medford, Oregon, where two burglars broke into a store, got away with several silver ingots, collectible coins, electronics, and jewelry, about 10 grand worth of stuff. They also took a carton of orange juice from the refrigerator, shared it, and left the carton on the garage floor. And as anybody who has watched CSI will not be surprised to hear, the state police crime lab was able to get DNA evidence off the OJ carton and match it to two suspects in an FBI database, one of whom is a 33-year-old guy who's already in jail for an unrelated break-in. The other guy they haven't found yet, but they're both facing big-time charges. And we finish in Germany with a 77-year-old man and his 70-year-old sister driving home from a funeral Monday night. Supposed to be about a five-minute drive home. 5 minutes and they'd be home. Except they took a wrong turn and ended up in Linz, the third largest city in Austria, 150 miles away. They were stopped early the next morning after their car grazed three other vehicles while on the wrong side of a busy six-lane bridge. They explained that they had gotten lost, didn't have a GPS, and couldn't find their way home, so they just kept driving all night long. Their son came from Germany to pick them up and take them back. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm Paul Harris. Hope you have a great weekend. Check out my website, harrisonline.com, for some great video of the late, great Jonathan Winters as my picture of the day. Thanks for listening. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And let's see how the ride home looks right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, you may be running slow on northbound 170 from 64 up to Forest Park Parkway. There was a stall blocking the left lane. Now things are just starting to wind down. On southbound 270, you're slow approaching 64 through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141, still heavy south of Big Bend through 44. On westbound 70, you're west of 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. Westbound 64, Hampton, McCausland, 270 through Mason. And then, like I said, out in the Chesterfield Valley, a couple of slow pockets as you make your way towards the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 is slow now at McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today. Drive home one of their 11 vehicles that offer 30 miles per gallon highway or better and feel great doing it. Based on EPA estimates, visit fueleconomy.gov for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're going to have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The advance advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
On the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Just like Rocky II or The Godfather, sometimes the sequel can be better. Last week, we talked to professors, politicians, the Cardinals GM, Darren Pang. You name it, we talked all topics. And this week, we're going to be even bigger and even better. And it all starts on Monday, including a little legal talk with Scott Sherman. We'll see you at 12 noon on Monday for the Kilcoin Show.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, from noon till 3 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News,